Hello, everyone. Here are the latest 11 executive orders that the progressive Biden administration has put together. I'll go through each one and I will discuss why they are exactly what we need right now in a world built, certainly US built on systemic misogyny, systemic racism, systemic trans phobia, systemic Islamophobia. These important new executive orders will hopefully eradicate some of these. So the first one that he's going to push through, I think he'll announce probably later today, is the Equal Likelihood Diabetes Act. What this seeks to combat is the regrettable epidemiological reality whereby some marginalized communities are more likely to have higher rates of diabetes. And so what the Equal Likelihood Diabetes Act is, it will look for communities that have less diabetes and find ways to increase their diabetes rate so that you could create a more epidemiologically equitable distribution of diabetes. The second one is one that I'm a strong supporter of. It's the Eradicating Whiteness to Fight Environmental Racism Act. We all know that there is this profound phenomenon known as environmental racism. Tsunamis can be racist, or at least their impact could be racist. Tornadoes, a hole in the ozone layer can be racist. And so by eradicating the systemic structures of whiteness, what this bill will try to do, or this act will try to do, this executive order will try to create a more equitable environment by fighting environmental racism through eradicating whiteness structures. The third one is also one that I was consulted on as they were drafting this executive order. It's the Decolonizing White Knowledge Act. Some of you may know that several months ago I was way ahead of the curve when I completely decolonized my bookshelf, got rid of things like Origin of Species by Darwin, stuff by Newton, stuff by Francis Bacon, Galileo. All those guys are built on white ways of knowing. And what this bill will do is it will create a pedagogy that will teach our children the wide panoply of pedagogic approaches that you can use and epistemological approaches to study the world. And so Decolonizing White Knowledge Act is going to help in that pursuit. Then number four is a good one. It's one that's very much related to when I appeared with fellow neo-Nazi Jordan Peterson, where we appeared in front of the Canadian Senate to discuss Bill C-16. This is called the Menstruation Equity and Progressive Biology Act. This is an act that will make it official federal law to no longer teach biology in a way that says that, one sex menstruates. I know as an evolutionary psychologist that that's just simply wrong. People menstruate. And so what the Menstruation Equity and Progressive Biology Act does is it enshrines that new and better understanding of science into law. Number five is one that I feel strongly about. It's the Equity in the Penal System Act. If you look at the data, not all races, ethnicities, and other markers are equally represented in the penal system, and that there is no other possible explanation other than it being systemic racism and systemic bigotry that causes those differences. So what the Equity in the Penal System Act will do is it will build a new progressive justice system whereby you will convict people so that you can adhere to certain progressive markers of demographic realities in the penal system. So, for example, let's suppose that we find out that Vietnamese Americans are simply not being incarcerated at a rate that should capture equity and social justice in the penal system, then what we'll try to do is convict more Vietnamese Americans for justice. Number six is another one that I feel strongly about because you'll see in a second I'm Lebanese and I think this is important. It's something that I strongly believe in. This is the Justice for Transgender Lebanese Air Force Pilots Act. What this basically says is if you look at U.S. Air Force pilots, I don't think I'm aware of one that is a transgender Lebanese Air Force pilot. And so that to me, I mean, I would agree with this particular executive order because the only possible reason why that would be is probably because there's bigotry against Lebanese people. And then double that, there's bigotry against transgender Lebanese people. And so what this act will do is it will enshrine into the military recruitment efforts. It will turn it into law that you have to be recruiting within this underrepresented, marginalized minority. Number seven is one that I feel strongly about because I wrote a paper in a medical journal many years ago looking at global distribution ratios of male to female suicides, and men are much more likely to commit suicide. So what the Equity in Suicide Rates Act will do is it will create greater equity in the number of men and women who commit suicide. Right now, it's roughly 3-1 men. This is inequitable. And so we need to create an environment where men and women commit suicide at equal rates. So we're looking at different ways to increase female suicide so that we can create a more equitable distribution of suicide rates. Number eight is it's very specific. So at first you're going to think it's too specific, but it really demonstrates how we need to create a whole administration based on equity. This is the Racial Equity for Number Theorists Studying Mersenne Primes Act. Mersenne primes are a particular type of prime number, and number theorists are the mathematicians who study such issues. And so what this will do is it will create racial equity in the number of number theorists studying Mersenne primes. So for example, if we find today that there is one race across math departments in American universities that are much more likely to be represented, then we will create new federal programs to try to recruit people from other races to specifically study number theory and more specifically Mersenne primes. Number nine is one that I felt strongly about now that I'm losing a lot of weight. It's not as relevant to me, but I still think it's one that we must fight. It's Social Justice for Fat Phobia Act. Overweight people, or as I prefer to call it, differently weighted people, are very much discriminated against in the world. Many people prefer to date someone who has the body of Beyonce than, say, someone who's 800 pounds. That is not rooted. These kinds of mating preferences are not rooted in biological realities. They're simply socially constructed. So what the Social Justice for Fat Phobia Act will do is it will enforce a new set of standards of mating preferences where people will not be discriminated against based on how many fat folds they have on their bodies. So for example, when I often share photos of me in 1985, when I had the body of a Greek super god at 4.3% body fat with an 8-pack, and more recently when I was a human reincarnation of a walrus, it would be federally illegal for someone to argue that I looked better in the 1985 version, because that is creating it's a fat phobia attack on me, and that would become illegal. Number 10 is one, many of these, by the way, or these general principles I discuss in The Parasitic Mind. So in a sense, many of Joe Biden's latest executive orders are very much rooted in stuff that I discuss in The Parasitic Mind. So thank you, President Biden, for reading my book and thinking about it seriously. This is number 10. There's only two more left. Combating Cis-Sexism for Reproductive Justice Act. As many of you know, and I discussed this in The Parasitic Mind, cis-sexism is where someone, let's say a cis-normative person or a heterosexual, will when they're a male, let's say, he's looking for a female partner to as a wife, if he only looks at women who have female genitalia, that would be a form of cis sexism, because there are also women who have 9-inch penises who are, perfectly equivalent women. And so what that does is it will no longer allow people to exercise their reproductive mating preferences, but rather all people will have to recognize that, men and women come in with many different genitalia. This is called genitalia fluidity. We know this from science. It's something that's accepted now. It's settled science. And so it'll be illegal for certainly heterosexuals to simply focus on their cis sexist preferences. And then finally, number 11, one that's very much related to number three. Remember, number three was the Decolonizing White Knowledge Act. This is the number 11 is the Multiple Ways of Knowing, Defeating the Scientific Method for Social Justice Act. As many of you know, and I strongly support, there are many ways of knowing, right? There is the Lebanese Jewish way of knowing, there's the indigenous way of knowing, there's the Yanomamo tribe way of knowing. So the scientific method should not be placed in a privileged position. Oh yeah, white science is again, imposing its epistemological weight around the discussion table. So what the Multiple Ways of Knowing, Defeating the Scientific Method for Social Justice Act does is it enshrines in federal law the illegality of relying on reason, logic, common sense, and science in developing public policy. That's simply an antiquated white supremacist way of knowing, and we must be more inclusive in our epistemological lunacy. Take care, everybody.